Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Hull, and what a week we've had this week on radio with Pastor Lee Morgans. And we have this week and also the following week he will be speaking. And this week, and I'm pretty sure the next week, you'll be speaking on in context of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, right, Pastor Lee?
Wednesday night, I'll be, this coming Wednesday night, I'll be speaking, whether it be the...
Yeah, you're speaking at Glorious Church in Collinsville, Oklahoma on Wednesdays, and you guys can live stream at a Glorious, let's see, the website is agloriouschurch.net, or just Google a Glorious Church Fellowship.
We do stream Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock and Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. So you can stream live, you can check in live, or you can go back on the archives and look.
And you'll find Uncle Chip, Aunt Candy, Pastor Lee, Chris... Christy or whoever, there's a handful of you guys out there.
I forget, I don't know exactly what time this will air, but Brother Chip ministers quite often, and I urge you to go back and listen to some of his teachings, and you'll be amazed, because it'll bless you, it'll change your life. And the Wednesday after we leave here, I'll be teaching again and on the gifts of the Spirit. So,
and that'll be archived by the time they hear it now.
Yeah, it'll be archived by the time they
hear it. So you guys can go hear that. So, and this week, Pastor Lee, has been amazing. And I just encourage you to listen on our radio archived at billybrim.org as well. So Pastor Lee, thank you again so much for being here. And honestly, you know, I've known Pastor Lee my whole life. He's known me longer than I've known myself. And it's an honor that I can sit here and listen to you. So I thank you so much.
Thank you, Jared. It's an honor to be here. You know, once again, we left off yesterday with was reading 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. We talked about the diversities of operation, the diversities of gifts, and diversity of administration. I want you to understand, you may not operate exactly like somebody else does in the Spirit, or you may not operate exactly the same thing, but there's one thing I do want you to realize. It's by the same Spirit. Two things in the church that is imperative for the gifts to manifest in church services. Two cornerstones or two foundations of stones in the local church for the local church to be a church where the manifestations are in operation. Now, I realize there's some larger church that their programs and everything has so organized it, so, you know, they don't feel like they can allow this or that. But they're doing what God tells them to do. I don't make light of that, and I'm not saying they're wrong, but I'm saying there still has to be a need for the move of the Spirit.
Right.
I don't want anybody to think I'm criticizing them. I'm not. But I do know, even if they don't allow the manifestation that you think ought to be there, the gifts of the Holy Spirit is still in operation. Listen to the messages. Listen to the word that comes forth, and you'll hear the supernatural come forth, and he'll minister to you wherever you're at, because he's a supernatural God. But remember this, the gifts are given so that the church might be spiritually illuminated, and it's for good and profit. God wants the Holy Ghost to move in and through you. He sent it as a gift to you. He sent the Holy Ghost as a gift to you. Don't refuse a gift from God. Mm-hmm. And have you ever received a gift at Christmas time that you think, what am I going to do with that? I can remember some years ago, there was at Christmas time, there's always a special ad on advertising gimmicks and a lot of them for your kitchen and everything, things that you can use. And my wife and I both seen this. Say, we would really like this. Now I'm gonna say the name, but I'm not any reference against the what it was, or and some of you may you have bought it and used it, and it's such a blessing to you. That's fine. But we bought this thing. It was called a salad shooter. You put things in there and it just slashes up and everything. Well, it looks so good on the programs and looks so easy. Well, we used it one time. I thought, man, this cleaning this thing up is a mess. Now, we may be doing it wrong. I'm not saying anything against the product. But anyway, I think we used it one time. And the joke got to be every year, do you want another solid shooter? The same one we had was still underneath the cabinet, still in the original box that it come in. And we've got other things. We bought other things like that. It's supposed to be so good. Well, the church has a lot of things that's so good, and they probably was. But the church and you have put a gift on the shelf called the gift of the Holy Ghost and the nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Churches are putting these gifts up on the shelf because they don't have time in their limited time for this to operate. Well, now, many of them have cell groups and smaller groups where it does operate. That's great. But there's a lot of churches, smaller churches, that are trying to pattern your service after a big church, and there's no reason to. You need the gifts of the Spirit in your church. You want your church to grow. You want your church. What is the purpose of your church growth? Is it so that you can have a big church? So that you'll have to build? So that you can be recognized in the community? So that, oh, look at what they've done. If that be your purpose, you'll probably get to a point you're on your own. If you want to build, what's your purpose of building? We're building. We finished one building. He told us we'll not stop building. Well, we've had a lull between one building and another. It's because we had a lot of preparation. But he said, you'll build. And he said, the sanctuary you're building is not your final sanctuary. Well, I said, God, I really don't care about building that. I reminded him, did you ever remind God how old you was or anything? Now, I'm still talking about the gifts of the Spirit because he spoke to me sitting on the front pew of that church by word of knowledge, which that was present, and it also carried a containment of the word of wisdom, which is supernatural facts in the mind of God, not known to man, communicated right from God by the Holy Spirit to you. Well, I was sitting there, and he said, you build it, I'll fill it. And I just recently heard somebody else say, God spoke to them and told them the exact same words. And I thought, then he also went further to tell me these things. And I'm very hesitant about putting this on radio, but he said, share it. And, I'll be honest with you, I don't want to, but I'm going to obey God. He spoke to me, he said, by the Spirit, after he said, you build it, and I'll fill it. He said, you'll not stop building till you see the catching away of the church. He said, when you finish this sanctuary you're building and the total remodeling, he said, I want you the first service in that completed sanctuary, it will be packed. You will have the supernatural gifts of the Spirit in operation. The miracles will happen there. You will receive, and this gets a lot of preachers excited. He said, but you'll receive the largest offering you've ever received. Now, that excited me. But he said, and you'll pay off the building that Sunday. Now, I was all right when it was just a few thousand, a few hundred thousand. But when it gets over $1 million, I begin to say, did you speak that to me? He said, it was all right when it was little. Why is it not all right when it's big? He said, I'm a big God. He said, I want you to receive, you'll receive that offering that first Sunday. In a completed, it must be completed before you have your first service. He said, people will come from everywhere and they'll be blessed and be set free. They'll be changed that Sunday. And he said, and I want you, not only do I want you to receive that offering, but I want you to unveil that Sunday the next project that you're going. You're going from one to the other. I said, yeah, how about a break?
He told you all this in one setting.
Yeah. You know, it was a supernatural gift. And why I'm still hesitant to say it, because I know Lee can't do it.
Right.
And I'm unnatural. That church right now, you look at it, not capable of doing it. But with God, there's nothing impossible. You know, you say, well, that's just you. That's just for your church. No, it's for you. Listen to me. It is for you. The manifestation of the gifts are for the church today. He called our church to be a supernatural church, to be a church that would follow the voice and leading of the Holy Spirit in the last day. He spoke by the gifts. He's used others to speak by the gifts. But it's God that will give the increase.
Right.
Unity. I will say this. I've been with Sister Billy Brim since 1978 or somewhere around there. And I've been in the office on our executive board for all these years. Never have we had one moment of strife. You find the gifts of the Spirit flow with unity.
Peace, right.
This ministry flows with the unity. We have a church in Collinsville. We have a book outlet in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. We have Prayer Mountain in Branson. We have a property and building place in McDowell, Israel. But it's all been by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. He's led us, guided us, yes, and supernaturally provided for us. If he'll do it for one, he'll do it for you. Mm-hmm. If he'll do it for a ministry, he'll do it for your household. He'll do it for your own individual life. God is a supernatural God. And there are different varieties, different operations. But remember this, there is one Spirit. It's all given by the Holy Spirit for you today. Operate. Expect the gifts. Expect the gifts. Expect the gifts in your life and watch what God will do.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Lee. Thank you. That was so encouraging about the gifts. We just thank you for this week. It was so good, Holy Spirit. We thank you for that. You know, if you want to reach out, and Pastor Lee has a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. It's a few miles north of Tulsa. And I know you can Google them at A Glorious Church, Collinsville, Oklahoma. And their website is aglorioschurch.net. Their phone number is 918-371-4589. And feel free to visit them if you're looking for a home church. And also, they stream on their website, so you can check out any services there. You guys have a wonderful day.